Hello everyone, dear Missionettas. Greetings from the European Missionet office in Hamburg. With these audio updates, we would like to inform you about the development within Missionet and also share our needs as we are one European family. So we're absolutely thrilled to be surrounded by people who sacrifice their time and finances, who join the team and work honestly very, very hard. At the moment, even we have a Hungarian lady with us on the team in Hamburg, so yeah, we'll even get some goulash. We so much appreciate the support by many of you through encouraging Facebook posts, through your emails, prayers, postcards. There was even a team who sent some money so that we can have an ice cream. That is so sweet, and we're just absolutely delighted by so many of you taking part in Missionet. Now, I would like to briefly update you about what's happening within Missionet and the various departments. First is program. The program department has nearly settled all the fantastic 72 seminars and workshops around various topics concerning how to live a missional lifestyle today in Europe and beyond. We have some fantastic high-caliber speakers actually coming, so watch out on the website. You're going to see some names come up. We are absolutely saddened by the death of Hans-Peter Reuer. He was one of the most known and loved evangelists in the German-speaking scene, and he died on the 17th of August while he was paragliding. That really hit us very hard, as he is one of the speakers for the main sessions in the evenings. One of his very famous quotes has been, "You must die before you live, so that you live before you die." And I just would like to share that with you. I mean, I've been crying over his death. I thought, God, why? You know, when there are no answers. But you know, if I want to live by this quote, I think that's a great challenge. You must die before you live, so that you live before you die. Now we would very much appreciate if you could actually pray with us to appoint a new speaker. The planning of the exhibition is in full swing. So far we have 74 organizations who have registered, and organizations can still do that until the middle of September. So if you know someone who wants to come, please tell them so. The next department is logistics. Service team. We had some outstanding volunteers at last one. We do need 400 volunteers in various areas through the Congress. Maybe you even want to be a hero in God's eyes. And there's the big challenge. Lead the cleaning team. So whatever you want to do, please sign up. We need volunteers. Regarding accommodation, there is accommodation on site in various schools for staff and service team members and exhibitors. You even have a chance of booking into the youth hostel in an area about 10 minutes drive away. It's a very old castle and absolutely cool. So if you want to do that, go and check on the website what you can do to register. Regarding finances, we're very, very grateful to people who have started sponsoring people coming from the eastern and southern parts of Europe. We are in need of about 100,000 euros. The first thousands have come in, which we are absolutely grateful for and very, very delighted. We're trying to raise funds through various means. We look for sponsors and so on. You can really help us if you register and pay now so that we can settle the bills which come in at the moment. So let me finally share with you our prayer needs. We need to appoint a speaker to take the place of Hans Peter, and also, you know, really lift up his family in this time of turmoil. We're praying for registrations to come in. We pray for the needed finances we need, and we also pray for more staff and service team members to join. So may I finish with a challenge today by Hans Peter. You must die before you live, so that you live before you die. Wish you all a blessed weekend. Take care.